சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 116
வெர்ஸ் 12. யதத்வயம் ஞானமதீவ நிர்மலம் மகாத்மனாம் தத்ர ந சோகமோஹதாம் தயோரபாவே நஹி கர்ம ஜன்மவாம் பவேதயம் வேதவிதாம் விநிச்சயஹ
வேதவிதாம் நிச்சயஹான். சங்கராச்சாரியா வாண்ட் டு சே, This is not my teaching, talking about Sakshi Swarupam, which Sakshi Swarupam is one's own nature. This understanding is the right understanding, right knowledge about reality. It is said by great Mahatmas, the knowers of the Vedanta. Vedavidam means the one who knows the limitations of Veda Purva, Karma Kanda, and the one who knows the importance of Vedanta for final Purushartha, Moksha Purushartha. Veda Vidam Nischayaha. Nischayaha means conclusion, declaration or final verdict. Veda Vidam நிச்சயா. வாட் இஸ் த நிச்சயா? மகாத்மனாம் சோக மோக சோக மோகதா நாஸ்தி. ஃபார் வைஸ் பீப்புள், மகாத்மானம் மகாத்மனாம் ஃபார் தோஸ் வைஸ் பீப்புள், மகான் ஆத்மா எஸ்ய சஹ தேஷாம், தட் மீன்ஸ் ஹூஸ் மைண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ரெவலிங் in Atma Swarupam, who transcends Nama, Rupa, they are all called Mahatmas. Transcending Nama Rupa means those who falsify the Nama Rupa, that Nama Rupa belongs to matter, Prakriti, Jada Prakriti, that is only an appearance, Savikaram, changing all the time, Maya. Behind that, that who is enlivening that Prakriti Maya, that is Brahman. That Brahman alone is Satyam. That is our nature. In that Brahman, there is no Shoka, Moha. That Brahman is called Advayam. Tatra ko moha ko shoka shokaha ekatva manupashyataha. Ekatva means Advayam. The one who recognizes that uniform Brahman. Tatra, when they know that Advayam, Jnana Swarupam, Jnanam means consciousness, pure consciousness, Samanya Jnanam, pure consciousness, pure existence. Advayam, secondless, non-dual consciousness, அதீவ நிர்மலம், பியோர் இன் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர், இல்யூமின்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் வித்தவுட் இல்யூமினிங் பை எனி திங், தட் இஸ் சுநிர்மலம், இல்யூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் வித்தவுட் ரிக்வயரிங் எனி அதர் இல்யூமினேஷன் ஃபார் தட், தட் இஸ் ஸ்வயம் ஜோதிஹி. தத்ர ஃபார் தட் பீப்புள் சோக மோக ந பவதி. மகாத்மனாம் ஹூ எவர் ஐடென்டிஃபை தெம்செல்ஸ் வித் தட் நான் ஜுவல் பிரம்மன் அகமஸ்மி, அத்வயம் பிரம்ம அகமஸ்மி, சுநிர்மலம் பிரம்ம அகமஸ்மி, ஞானஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்ம அகமஸ்மி, தட் மகாத்மாஸ் ஹவு தே கேன் ஹாவ் சோக மோகா. நோ சோகா நோ மோகா. வித்யதே ஹ்ருதய க்ரந்தி, சித்யந்தே சர்வ சம்சயாஹ, சீயந்தே சாஸ்ய கர்மாணி தஸ்மின் திருஷ்டே பராவரே. தயோஹோ அபாவே, வென் திஸ் சோகா அண்ட் மோஹா போத் ஆர் நாட் தேர், அபாவே ந கர்ம ந ஜென்ம. சோ ஃபார் ஜென்ம கர்மா இஸ் த காஸ், ஃபார் கர்ம ஜென்மா இஸ் த காஸ், ஃபார் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் வாட் இஸ் த காஸ்? அஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் த காஸ், அஜ்ஞானம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த சோக மோகா. Once ajnanam has gone, shoka moha has gone. When shoka moha both are not there because there is no ajnanam, where is the question of karma and janma? So karma and janma, I am born, I have karma, I have punya karma, I have papa karma, sanchita karma, agami karma, all these, when you talk, as long as you have ignorance, you talk about them. Once ignorance goes, all these are not relevant at all. These words are fun. It is just funny to talk about all of them. As long as ajnanam is there, shoka moha will be there. Shoka moha because of karma, prarabdha karma, agami karma, sanchita karma, hidor karma, karma and tala adichikirudhu, no? Because of ignorance. Janma karma na bhavet. There is no possibility of birth and death. That birth caused karma also won't be there. Hayam veda vidam vinischayaha. This is the conclusion of wise people. Up here we saw in the last class, shloka number 13. சுஷுப்தவஜாக்ரதியோ ந பஷ்யதி, த்வயம் து பஷ்யன் அபி சாத்வயத்வத: ததா ச குர்வன் அபி நிஷ்க்ரியஸ்யஹ: ஆத்மவின்ய இதிஹ நிச்சய. வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்லோகம். வாட் ஆச்சாரியா வாண்ட் டு சே, ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு சீ திஸ் வேக்கிங் வேர்ல்ட், வேக்கிங் வேர்ல்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஸ் ட்ரீம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த ட்ரீம், similarly you are experiencing another dream which is called as waking world experience. If you don't see like that, Acharya telling, if you don't see like that, you are not seeing properly in artha. Kannula edho problem irukka en artha. Kannanna gnana drishti, there is no gnana drishti ityartha. Pashyannapi sushupta vat ஜாக்ரதி யோ யஹா ந பஷ்யதி, த்வயம் பஷ்யன்னபி அத்வயத்வதஹ. தேர் இஸ் நோ டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் ஹியர். சுஷுப்தா மீன்ஸ் ட்ரீம். சுஷுப்தவத் ஜாக்ரதி, தி ஜாக்ரத் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் ட்ரீம். அது பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம், this is vyavaharika satya, that is projected reality, this is relative reality. Therefore both of them are unreal only, both of them are unreal only. Na pashyati dvayam, dvayam means dream world and waking world. Dream experience as dream experience, so the waking world experience. Pashyannapi cha அத்வயத்வதா ந பஷ்யதி, தே ஆர் போத் ஆர் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட், போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், என்ன டிஃபரன்ஸே கிடையாது. ததாச்ச Kurvannapi niskriyasya. Kurvannapi, even though I am performing an action, atma niskriyaha. Karmanya karmaya pasyet. Akarmanicha karmaya. Really speaking, I am not the doer. I, the atma, lend sentiency to the antahkaranam. Borrowing the sentiency from me, the antahkaranam is the karta bhokta. Pramata also. I am neither doer, nor enjoyer, nor knower. Really speaking. This pramatahood, this doerhood, this enjoyerhood, all are superimposed upon me, the Atma Chit. Because of this Chidabhasa, who is originally Pramata, who is originally Karta Bhokta. Because of Ajnanam, Adhyasa, I am superimposing them upon me. I am neither knower, nor seer, nor enjoyer, nor doer. So that is belong to the ahankar. Chidabhasa sahisa antahkaranam. Ahankar. Therefore, originally I am non-doer, niskriyaha. Niskriyaha aham kurvannati. In spite of doing, who is doing? Because of my blessing only, chitta blessing only, chidabhasa makes the antakkaranam to do. Antakkaranam has got chidabhasa sahita chaitanyam. So chidabhasa antakkaranam, chidabhasa antakkaranam, apadu sollam. Because antakkaranam sukshma sariram by itself is jadam. It cannot do anything. So sabhasa antakkaranam only can do anything. Jadam purul, it cannot do anything. It cannot do any action. Either thinking, or walking, talking, or any action for that matter, it cannot do anything without my blessing. So I give chit, amsha, RC. I bless the jada antakkaranam with RC. Having taken RC from me, the OC, chit. RC is borrowed by antakkaranam. Then antakkaranam becomes what? Pramata, knower, doer, enjoyer, seer, walker, talker, eater, everything. But all of them are superimposed upon me. Instead of saying, my antakkaranam is the knower. My antakkaranam, sabhasa sahita antakkaranam is the doer. It is only enjoying through the body-mind complex. Ippidi sollamal, enna sollindirukkom? I am the knower, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Now you see, have you got the point? Very easily we superimpose. Adhyaropam, adhyastam, superimpose. Now, kurvannapi, in spite of doing motherly duties, I am doing my duties to my son and daughter as a mother. Am I really a mother? Motherhood, that hood is borrowed in the antakkaranam by me, the chit. Chidabhasa is false. Chidabhasa sahita antakkaranam is also false. Chidabhasa sahita antakkarana pramata hood, doer hood, enjoyer hood also must be false. Everything is false. Who is real? Chit, chaitanyam, aham. Eva satyam. If I don't know this, I take this motherhood, fatherhood, knowerhood, doerhood, enjoyerhood, all are real or real. They all fluctuate. They are all changing. Sadhikaram. Then I also get into trouble. You cannot change them. You cannot keep them changeless. They are always changing. Therefore, see, those changing attributes in happening in the anatma body-mind complex as they are changing. Remember that you are changeless Sakshi Chaitanyam watching the changing anatma body mind complex. Every role is like that. That's why rolling with the role. Vesham. Vesham madri tirile swamini. That means you are acting very nicely in Ardha. You are acting so nicely in Ardha. If you remember that you are acting, it is a vesham, there is no problem. If you do not know that you are acting, you are putting the vesham, I the chit, lending chidabhasa, making the inner mind active, sentient, and playing the role, if I know, remember, knowing is not sufficient. I have to remember when other person is fighting with me, suppose, quarreling with me, creating problems, immediately I have to remember. Nalla drama. Nanna irukka serial. Appadi sollanum. But unfortunately, we never say it is drama, it is serial. So instead of saying it is serial, we become so serious. Because we give reality, therefore we become serious. Then afterwards, again, next class, open this. Oh, I have forgotten. Again, we recollect, we remember. Again, situation comes, we forget. Therefore, here he says, Kurvannapi nishkriyaha yaha saha atma, atmavit. That person alone is atmavit. Who? I am really non-performer. I am not really a doer. I am not doing anything. Really speaking, I cannot do anything. Apanipadam. I don't have any panipada, vagindriyam, nothing. Therefore, nishkriyaha. I am nishkriyaha in spite of doing. Karmani akarmayaha pashyet. Yaha saha. The one who knows Atmavit, that person alone is the knower of Atma. Na anyaha, not any other person. Na anyaha. Only this whoever knows is called Atmavit. Other person is Anatmavit only, not Atmavit. He is not the knower of Atma. Whoever knows Atma, I am Nishkriyaha. This Jagrat Prapancha is also just like a dream. Whoever knows, that person alone really Atmavit, not any other person. Iti iha nischayaha. Here, this is the conclusion. This is the nischayaha, declaration. Therefore, where am I? You have to understand. Commentator gives one example. When I am doing all my duties, Daddha Bijavat, Dagdha Patavat, a cloth burned down, it looks like a cloth, but it doesn't have any stability. It appears as though Dagdha Pata means cloth, Dagdha means burnt down. It just appadi irukum, but it is not useful. It is not real. Dagdha Bijavat, like that, we have to remember. Dehadishu tadatme adhyasa rahitaha ityarthaha. Who is Atmavit? Dehadishu tadatme adhyasa. The superimposition upon this deha, mind, etc. Tadatme adhyasa. Identification should not be there. He is called Atmavit. Kurvannapi nalipyate. He will not be tainted in spite of performing any action. Next shloka, number 13. Acharya concludes, this, why I am writing this, all these shlokas about Sakshi, because out of compassion, I feel like to give this as a tonic for everyone. That's why I am writing. Itidamuktam paramartha darshanam mayahi vedantam inischitam param vimuchyate smin yadi nischitto bhavet
నలిప్యతే వ్యోమ ఇవేహ కర్మభిః.
సో శ్రవణేన అజ్ఞాన నివృత్తిః, మననేన సంశయ నివృత్తిః, నిధిధ్యాసనేన విపర్యయ నివృత్తిః. ఆల్ గాన్ వన్స్ దే గో అవే. ఇతి ఇదం ముక్తం, ఇతి ఇదం పరమార్థ దర్శనం మయా ఉక్తం. బై మీ దిస్ పరమార్థ దర్శనం, ద రియాలిటీ, ద ట్రూత్ అబౌట్ ది రియాలిటీ ఈస్ గివెన్ హియర్, ఉక్తం, టాట్ బై మీ. దిస్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఫైనల్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ వేదాంత వినిశ్చితం పరం. Established in Vedanteshu, in Vedantic scriptures. Vedanta Vinishchita means Vedanteshu Upanishatsu. Nishchitam Param, the supreme knowledge established in the all Upanishads. It's not my Santa Sahityam. This is Phalasruti. By understanding this Atma Swarupam until now, in these 13 shlokas, whatever you have learnt, saha yadi asmin nischitaha bhavet, the listener of Upadesha Sahasri, yadi, if the listener of Upadesha Sahasri confirmed and confounded, established in this above said truth, above mentioned reality, paramartha darshanam, saha karma vihi na lipyate, that person is not tainted by the karma. Abhimana is not there, kartrutva abhimana is not there, he is not affected by any type of karma. The karma will not lead to any janma for him in the next coming births, won't be there. Karma bhihi na lipyate, na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na lipyate. Just like vyoma iva iha, just like the vyoma, the space is not tainted, touched or afflicted by anything, whatever is happening in the vyoma space. Space is not affected by anything. Like this, this Jnani also, in spite of remaining in the body, performing the duties, family duties, social duties, without abhimana, ahankara, this person is performing. Therefore, that person is not afflicted by any karmas. They will not touch him, vyoma iva, iha, in this body itself. In this janma itself, he attains jivan mukti ityartha. Vimuchyate, he will be liberated. He is free from janma, karma, bandha, samsara. Vimuchyate, he is free from sanchita karma, agami karma, even prarabdha karma also. వ్యవహార రూప కర్మ, హీ నోస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ అఫ్లిక్ట్ హిమ్. సచ్ ఎ ఫ్రీడమ్ దట్ మైండ్ గెట్, సచ్ ఎ ఫ్రీడమ్, ఇన్నర్ లీజర్, ప్రశాంత మనసు, లైక్ మానస సరోవర్. మైండ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ మానస సరోవర్. ఐఎమ్ లిబరేటెడ్, ఐఎమ్ ఎవర్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఆత్మ. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ టచ్డ్ బై సంచిత ఆగామి ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ. దే బిలాంగ్ టు మిథ్యా శరీరం. శరీరం ఇది మిథ్యా, దుఃఖ శోక మోహ ఆల్ మిథ్యా. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఓన్లీ లైక్ ఎ డ్రామా. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఉపనిషదిక్ టీచింగ్, పరమార్థ దర్శనం గివెన్ బై అవర్ వేదాంతిక్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్. హూ ఎవర్ నోస్ దిస్, దట్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఫర్ ఎవర్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో బాండేజ్ వన్స్ అగైన్. With this, this chapter is over. Now we'll go to the 11th chapter. So paramartha darshana means drishi sakshinaha paramartha swarupa darshana, knowing the real nature of oneself as witness consciousness. I am sakshi chaitanyam. Body mind complex is sakshyam, witnessed by me. I am the awareer, awareness. Whatever is aware by me is maya, mithya, my shakti, that is my power. It is, it doesn't have any reality. It is mithya, unreal. Dagdha patavat, dagdha bijavat. So who am I now? Finally, conclusion is what? I am sakshi, witness consciousness, objectification. I see the body, mind as an object. Whose mind, body? My own body, mind. I have to see it as an object. Who am I? I am the subject. Since what I see is object, since they are mithya, they are not there, object is not there. Once object is not there really, the subjecthood is real or unreal? Subjecthood is unreal only. I am even not a subject also. From the standpoint of object I have to talk, therefore I have to say myself as subject. And the peru kuda enakku thevai illai. Who am I? I am pure consciousness, pure existence. To say this, I need the bommai, this body. This body mind complex is required. So therefore, to say thanks to this body, say thank you, my dear body, mind, thank you. Because of you only, I am enjoying. Electricity is illumining the hall by itself or through the bulb? Through the bulb. Without bulb, electricity onnume vanna mudiyadu. No. Without fan, electricity cannot give air. With fan only it can give. That is why this pure consciousness cannot smile. Pure consciousness cannot quarrel. Pure consciousness cannot be angry. Pure consciousness cannot love. Pure consciousness cannot show compassion. Pure consciousness can show love, compassion, all these expressions through the body-mind complex. Now this body-mind complex is a curse or a boon? Boon. Clear? It's a boon. Therefore, take care of the body. Take care of your mind. As long as you live, enjoy and give this knowledge, if possible, at least to your husband, wife, children, grandchildren, if possible. Share this knowledge. Wonderful knowledge. How to share? 11th chapter, Ikshitrutva Prakaranam. First shloka we will read. Ikshitrutvam svata siddham jantunam chatatonyatam agnanadityatonyatvam sadasiti nivartyate. In this 11th chapter, there are two important topics discussed by Acharya. Prakaranam means a topic. There are totally 16 verses. Previous chapter has got 14 verses, two more extra. As the chapter comes, the slokas are increasing. The previous chapter is only 2-3 slokas, 4 slokas, 5 slokas. Slowly Acharya is increasing. And the students are becoming so strong enough, so they can withstand. What topic is discussed here? Ikshitrutvam. Ikshitrutvam means sakshitvam is the vishaya. Ikshitrutvam or sakshitva vishaya prakaranam. What are the two topics? Number one is Atmanaha sarva sakshitvam. Atma alone is the witness consciousness. Sarva sakshi, the witnesser of everything. Sarvasya sakshasya anatmanaha sakshi atma. Sarvasya anatmanaha sakshasya sakshi. Aham atma. I am the one who is the witnesser of jagrat swapna sushupti sutatara yasam vijujumbate. I am the witnesser of jagravastha, sapnavastha, sushuptiavastha. Therefore, I am the witnesser. I am the witnesser of everything, observer. So, in this topic, there are two principles what we have to understand. First principle is, I am the experiencer. I am the observer. What do you mean by sakshi? I am the observer. Experiencer, the subject. I, the subject, the experiencer can never be experienced. This is the first law in the this topic. What is the topic? The topic discussed is Atmanaha Sarva Sakshitvam. In these two principles, I am the witnesser, ever the witnesser, never the witnessed. Or I can say, I am ever the subject observer, never the object observed. This is the first law in this topic. The second law is, Drigu Drigeva Sakshi Sakshi Eva. Having understood that, the properties of Drishyam, the object properties, are not belong to me, the subject. I, the observer, witnesser, is free from the properties of the witnessed object. Important law. I, the observer, never the observed. First law. Second law is, the observed object properties are never belong to me, the observer. The properties of an object which are witnessed by me belong to the object, not belong to me, the subject. Clear? These are the two law, L-A-W, law. Laws, principles we have to remember in the first topic. Then the second topic discussed here is Kevala Jnanena Mokshaha. That is the second topic. Kevala Jnanena Mokshaha. Now I would like to give the background of this. I am the Sakshi. I am not touched by properties. About that we have to understand little bit. I am Sakshi, witnesser. Witnesser of what? Whatever is in front of me, I am the witnesser of world. Nice. I am the witnesser of the world. I am the witnesser of the body also. I am the witnesser of my mind also. Since mind, body, world is witnessed by me, they all come under objective field. Mind is also an object. Body is also an object. And world is also object. We can say easily, clip is object, pot is object, watch is object, everything object we say. But it is difficult to say this body is object. How to bring this body is also into the field of this world, objective world. Whatever is experienced by me is different from me. I experience this pot. Pot is different from me. Therefore, I am not the pot. The pot, smallness, bigness, does not belong to me. I have a hand purse, money purse. I objectify that purse. Bulky purse, empty purse. These are the properties of the purse. Money purse has got only true properties. Money purse has got only two properties. What are those two properties? Either bulky purse having full of money, first week of the month. Purse is so bulky. Fourth week of the month, purse is empty. Since I am new example. Okay. இப்படி மந்த் எண்டுனோ பர்ஸ் வீக் ஆயிருக்கும். சோ த பல்க்னஸ் ஆஃப் த பர்ஸ், எம்டினஸ் ஆஃப் த பர்ஸ் பிலாங் டு த பர்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் வாட்சிங் த பர்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் த சாட்சி, தட் இஸ் சாட்சியம். இட்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ் ஆர் நாட் பிலாங் டு மீ. லைக் தட் மணி பர்ஸ், திஸ் பாடி ஆல்சோ, பாடி ஆல்சோ வியாதி, jara, marana properties body has got. Old age, disease, death, they are the properties of this body. Since I experience the body, body comes under sakshyam, witnessed object, observed object. I am sakshi, witnesser. Are you witnessing your body or not? Are you observing your body or not? Yes. That is the first law. Observer is different from the observed. Since I observe the body, body is different from me. Body is sakshyam. I am sakshi. This is the first law. The properties of the body. Old age, body has got one property of the body. Disease, another property of the body. Death, another property of the body. Decay, declension, another property of the body. Are they belong to me? No, it cannot. They belong only to the body. Therefore, is it necessary to be afraid of old age? Old age belongs to the body. Other objects, they have declension and problem. But body is a little bit closer. That is why body death is not a problem. Body disease is not a problem. Body old age is no problem. But body old age is taking as my old age. Body disease taking as my disease. Body death taking as my death. Instead of saying this body which is saksham is going to die, instead of saying that, what I say? I am going to die. Instead of saying body is suffering with sugar problem, body is suffering with back problem, body is suffering with throat problem, I say what? I am suffering. Really, what should I say? Body is suffering. So, I have to treat the body whatever necessary way I have to treat. So, body death is not my death. Body disease is not my disease. Body old age is not my old age. I am watching them. They are changing. Youth, old age, declension, that all I am seeing. Therefore, disidentify. சாட்சி பாவேன சாட்சியம் திருஷ்யமேவ நது திருக் அஹம் திருக் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் பாடி இஸ் திருஷ்யம் விஸ்வம் தர்பண திருஷ்யமான நகரி துல்லியம் நிஜாந்தர்கதம் பஷ்யன் ஆத்மனி மாயையா பகிரிவோ பூதம் யதா நித்ரயா. சோ ஜஸ்ட் லைக் பாடி மைண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட், even your mind is also, the mind is much more closer to me, the Atma. The mind problems, depression, அப்ரஷன் சப்ரஷன் ஆல் ஷன் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஷன் மென்டலி. தே ஆர் பவுண்ட் டு பி தேர். மைண்ட் கேனாட் பி யூனிஃபார்ம்லி சேம் ஆல் த டைம். மைண்ட் ஃபிளக்சுவேட். யூ ஆர் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் ஃபிளக்சுவேட்டிங் மைண்ட். ஒன்ஸ் மைண்ட் திங்க்ஸ் வெரி சோ நோபிளி, நோபிளி இட் திங்க்ஸ், நோபிள் வே இட் திங்க்ஸ். சேம் மைண்ட் திங்க்ஸ் சோ மீன் வே இட் திங்க்ஸ் பேட்லி. ஈவன் அவர் ஓன் திங்கிங் இட் கம்ஸ் இப்படியா, இந்த மாதிரி தாட்டா வேண்டாம். மைண்ட் கெட்ஸ், ஈவன் யூ கெனாட் வித்ஸ்டாண்ட் சச் எ திங்கிங். You have not planned to think that way, just it happens. Therefore, when good noble thoughts are coming, I need not have elation. When bad thoughts are coming about my own dear and near, bad thought comes. I should not feel bad. They are all coming where? In the objective mind. Without your plan they come. I need not feel bad. I need not nourish those thoughts. That's all. Why these thoughts are coming? Why these thoughts are coming? You need not feel bad. If they are coming, watch them like a third person. Oh, vandutiya? Oh, indha maadhiri vaasana kuda irukka? Appadi sollanum. You have to address your mind. Oh, these type of evil thoughts are also are there in the form of vasana. That's why they are coming out now. Watch like a third person. They will not disturb you. Just they rise and they go away. You know that good thoughts, bad thoughts. You are watching. You are a sakshi. You are not identifying with the good thoughts mind and bad thoughts mind. A mind in which good thoughts are coming, I love that mind. A mind in which bad thoughts are coming, I hate that mind. And no, neither both. I never love this mind also, I never hate that mind also. Because they are always fluctuating. Honey, honey, honey. Apra, shini, shini, shini. First honey, then shini. I never thought my husband talking like this. I never thought my wife talk like this. All these are in maya, body mind complex. They are bound to happen because of some prarabdha, some vasanas, unknown vasanas of pure janma janma janmas. They come out. Just watch a nice movie, nice movie available free of cost. Ticket vaanga vendi avashyam illa. Personal, not together, all together not seeing. This is for me alone available. And the TV enna ellar seindhu ukkarndhu paakanum. In the TV, naan mattum na paapen. Including my dearest husband also do not know. I only can see this movie. Personally, very very important person, I alone can go. No second entry. இப்படிப்பட்ட மூவி எங்க கிடைக்கும்? வேர் இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள்? வை காண்ட் ஐ கன்வெர்ட் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் பாடி மைண்ட் என்டயர் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் த்ரீ கம்போனன்ட்ஸ் வாட்ச் தெம். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் டிஸ்டன்சிங் தி அனாத்மா. சாட்சி பாவேன ஈக்ஷிதத்வம் பார்க்கிறது. பார்ப்பவன் அர்த்தம். பார்ப்பவன் யாரு? நான் தான் பார்ப்பவன். பார்ப்பவன் என்ன பார்க்கிறேன்? ஐ எம் சீயிங் மை ஓன் மைண்ட் டிராமா. ஐ எம் சீயிங் மை ஓன் பாடி இட்ஸ் ஃபிளக்சுவேஷன். ஐ எம் ஓன்லி சீயிங் அனதர் பாடி, திஸ் பாடி ரிலேஷன்ஸ் ஐ எம் சீயிங். ஐ எம் ஏ நாட் சாட்சி. எவ்ரி மினிட் ஐ எம் ஏ சாட்சி. திருத் திருக் ஏவ நது திருஷ்யம். நெவர் தி திருஷ்யம் எவர் தி திருக். எவர் தி சீயர் நெவர் தி சீன். திஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபிகேஷன் இஃப் இட் கம்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஃபார்ச்சுனேட். Otherwise, you become one with that role and roll away. When you are seeing this drama personally, you are seeing your own mind, your own body. That is why sometimes you say, யாருக்கு சொல்லிக்க முடியல சுவாமி, என்னோட மனசுக்குள்ள இருக்கிற அந்த பாகம் ஆர் சம்திங் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஷேர், நோபடி இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். ஹூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? யூ ஓன்லி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், நோபடி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். இம்பாசிபிள். ஆர் யூ ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அதர்ஸ்? யூ கேனாட். இம்பாசிபிள். சம் எக்ஸ்டென்ட் யூ ட்ரை டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன், but exactly whatever way you want others to understand, they cannot understand. They understand in other way around. அது வேற ப்ராப்ளம். சொல்லாமல் இருக்கிறது நல்லதுதான் தோணும். ஒரு வாட்டி அனவசியமா சொல்லிட்டேனே, நம்ம ஏதோ சொல்லி அந்த விநாயகர் பண்ணணும் நினைச்சா குரங்க ஆயிடுதான். I thought of doing விநாயகர், but it came out like a monkey. என்ன, sometimes really you think you want to communicate something to others and so that person will understand in a proper manner, that what way you want him to understand, but you see 99.99% they understand opposite way. What way you want, they understand opposite way. Appa ivanu sollama irukkiradha nalladhu thonum. சொன்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் அந்த எக்ஸ்ட்ரா ப்ராப்ளம் நமக்கு. பட் தட் இஸ் வை எ வைஸ் பர்சன் ட்ராப் டு ஷேர் வித் அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. வாட் டு ஷேர் வித் ஹூம் டு ஷேர், ஹூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், பிகாஸ் தட் மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் லிமிடேஷன்ஸ். இட் திங்ஸ் இன் இட்ஸ் ஓன் வே. திஸ் மைண்ட் திங்ஸ் இன் இட்ஸ் ஓன் வே. அனாத்மா அனாத்மா நெவர் பி சேம். They are different. My own mind morning is different, evening is different. How power husband can understand this mind, that mind? How can they understand? Impossible. Let's say after 35 years, 40 years also, our da, in the mind da. Sarave, sarave. Purinchakave, maatiye. And so do our, in the mind, apadda chalva. Ning purinchak maatiye. It muriyada kariyam. புரிஞ்சுக்கவே முடியாது. என்னதான் பண்ணது என்ன, அதெல்லாம் அனாத்மா நீ சொல்லி விடு. லீவ் இட் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ். வை யூ வாண்ட் டு அட்ஜஸ்ட்? அனாத்மா மித்யா, மனசு சரீரம், ஆல் ரிலேஷன்ஸ் பார்ன் டு திஸ் மித்யா சரீரம் ஆர் ஆல்சோ அன்ரியல். வை வி ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங்? வை வி ஆர் ஸ்பெண்டிங் சோ மச் எனர்ஜி? If you stop this struggle, you become a great tapasvi. I will tell you, our energy is drained, our energy faculties all are drained because we are spending our time for anatma, thinking about anatma, trying to adjust anatma, trying to pacify anatma. This anatma body mind complex we are trying to pacify, and related to this anatma, another anatma we want to pacify, and our time energy is going on and on and on, weeks, months, years, decades. But our rishis, tapasvis, recognized this fact. They have never allowed their energy to go for anatma adjustment. I used to think how they became great tapasvis. How they used to get such a knowledge? How they used to get that a power? Then I come to know, this is all my personal analysis, because they have never spent time for anatma. They have never wasted their energy for anatma. Anatma thinking, anatma body mind complex thinking, and thinking about others, they never give time for that. Because of that, not wasting their energy, they are preserving their energy that is converted into such a power. They used to get knowledge, revelations, highest knowledge, unbeatable knowledge, unnegatable knowledge, The fact, the truth, the power, the sankalpa, the balam, the manoshakti, everything they have got because they have saved their energy. We have wasted our energy. They have saved their energy. How they have saved? Because they lived according to Shastra. That's why they are guided by Shastra. That Shastra protected them. If we would have studied Shastra at early age and lived according to Shastra, we also can become such a great tapasvi. No doubt. Now also it is not too late. Now also you can. This is my thesis. This is my thesis. I strongly believe in this thesis. How our people are so great because of this. Never give time, energy for unnecessary anatma, body-mind complex. Use it, body-mind, as an object, object of one of the objects in the world. Make use of it in a better way and go for inner travel. This is called inner travel. Antaryatra. This is called antaryatra. I consider this antaryatra. You alone to alone, all alone. Be strong, be bold. You are the master of this universe. You are the substratum, you are powerful. This is called atmabalam. In front of atmabalam, manobalam, sharira balam is nothing. Therefore, atmabalam is the balam. When I can know this? I am Sakshi, ever the Sakshi, never the Saksham. Saksham is under my control. It has got its fluctuations, it has got its defects, it has got its modifications. I watch them like a third person. Never affected by them, never afflicted by them. That's what he says in the first shloka. We will see the meaning of the first shloka in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavastishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.